Triple C's weekly community affairs update to keep you connected to our mission of advancing equity through empowerment of children, adults, and families of Russell and other West Louisville neighborhoods. Spend the next hour tuned in right here. Get the latest news of family services, community opportunities, businesses, and economic development, and much more. Hear from our leaders and special guests. Call in to be a part of this history-making broadcast. Join LCCC's movement to create vibrant neighborhood conditions for children, for adults, and businesses to thrive socially, academically, artistically, and economically. This is the next episode of Russell on the Move with your host, Kevin Fields. Leading with vision, educating on economic mobility, advancing equity, developing quality.
Welcome back to Russell on the Move. This is Kevin Fields, President, CEO at LCCC, and excited to be in the studio once more to bring you our next episode of Russell on the Move. You know, and not only is Russell on the Move, but the entire community is on the move. And I want to reflect a little bit on last week, because we had a big week. It was a big week at our organization, LCCC, an even bigger week in our community, especially in West Louisville. And we're going to talk about both perspectives for a moment here. Last week, we had a 75th annual meeting at our organization, and it meant a lot to us to reflect on the 75 years of impact, all the while in Russell, but all the while serving West Louisville and all of its surrounding neighborhoods, and being able to bring a gathering of people and to honor and celebrate some groups. Still want to give them a huge shout out. The Plan Room at One West, that's Donovan Taylor, Yvonne Smith, and Parents Against Violence Engagement, PAVE, that's Kenny Boyd, the founder, working with his team, Monica Brown and others. And to be able to honor Renee Shaw for the tremendous impact work she's doing throughout the Commonwealth of Kentucky, you know, as an African-American female who goes toe-to-toe with the delegation over there that's in charge and making all the policies. And it was a time when, you know, we needed to lift her up, because she and Senator Neal and others who are fighting against this anti-DEI legislation, you know, we need to support them. So the timing was right for Renee, and she was deeply honored. Her whole KET network showed up for her, and that was great. But then we reflected on 75 years, and so I want to say a shout-out to Reverend Valerie Washington, our board's chair of our program committee, who led that planning and a great job. But, you know, the day before, we celebrated our 75th anniversary and 75th annual meeting on Thursday, but the day before, we had such a big day in West Louisville, and I'm so excited today to have in the studio with us the brother who has been the visionary, the leader, the executioner, and who brought us to the finish line with the Goodwill Opportunity Center. Brother Divine Hope is in the house. You know, folks, we're in the midst of radio royalty, so I'm excited whenever I'm in the presence of Brother Divine. Good morning, Divine.
Good morning, Kevin Fields, man. You are so kind, and it's so good to be back here in the WLLV LOU studios, a place that I called home for 10 years, and then to be next to you, my brother, it is indeed an honor.
It is an honor and a joy. And, you know, I want to shout out to Brother Herbert, who is in the studio on the other side. Good morning, Herb.
Good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good.
Good.
You know, so we want to celebrate with you, Devon, and your work, along with your colleagues, Amy Littrell, who won't forget is a fellow Rotarian. Mm-hmm. And I know you're a Rotarian as well. Mm-hmm. Rotary Club is proud, but we in the community could not be more proud of you, Brother Devon, because your work, not just at Goodwill, but for as long as I've known you, you have been the maitre d', the champion for economic transformation in West Louisville. And nobody does it like that. And your work just epitomizes the values of Louisville Central Community Center. You want to know what our value statement is?
What is it?
Leadership. we value leadership, and that's not the title. That's the active sense of leader. Mm. And we use the acronym LEAD to describe your work, leading with vision.
Mm.
That's what the L stands for. You've been a visionary. I know you envisioned the Opportunity Campus long before it became what it
is.
Yeah. And then the E, educate on economic mobility, letting people know we can move up the ladder, folks.
Right.
And let's educate. And then to, along the way, advance equity, making sure that we benchmark ourselves against the high standards and move up, you know, and hold people accountable.
Right.
You know, advancing equity is a lot about accountability as well. But then the D, and what you've done at 28th and Broadway, develop quality.
Mm.
That Opportunity Center, man, I was there with you, brother. And
you, me, and about a thousand other people packed out the place.
Packed out. So, Devon, you know, you need no introduction, but it's our practice here at Russell on the Move. We ask all of our guests to introduce themselves and tell us what motivated you to spearhead West Louisville initiatives.
Well, I'll start by introducing myself as Devon Holt. Proud West Louisville resident, raised in West Louisville, still live in West Louisville. So, you know, my roots are in that community and have fond memories of what it was and great visions of what it can be. And I just have not been able to let go of the desire to rebuild my community. And so that's had a lot to do with the journey that I've taken, Kevin. You've recognized that I think our paths originally crossed when I was the West Louisville Economic Development Director at GLI, the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And my job at the Chamber of Commerce was to lead economic development activity in West Louisville. And Kevin, I can remember when I started that job, I didn't have a staff. Barely had a budget, and I was a one-man show, a one-man Pod Piper for West Louisville for economic development growth in that area. And I remember, Kevin, this period where I would knock on doors and spend time with businesses and political leaders and investors and you name it, trying to get people excited about the possibilities of West Louisville. And I just remember that being such an incredible uphill battle.
Amen.
Just an incredible uphill battle. And so that was, you know, that I took that job, golly, that was back in 2001 when I took, and I was there till about 2008 doing that work. And just remember how lonely it was, how lonely it was. There was a few out there who would support it. You know, we had our friend Ben Richmond. We had our friend Kim Burse. We had
Sam Watkins.
Mm-hmm. You know, we had a few others who would help champion that work. But my job was the one, I was the one committed to waking up every day with the idea of how to advance West Louisville.
Yeah.
And it was such a lonely proposition. But
I'm going to tell you this. I know it felt that way, but I'm going to tell you how it looked. It looked like we had a leader that wasn't going to accept no. And you, I remember the television vignettes that you did. You were shouting out everybody in the hood that were trying to do something. I mean, that was great, man.
Yeah. Well, I was on this crusade to highlight the best of West Louisville. And fast forward to 2024, and you see this incredible momentum. And, you know, the funniest thing that I hear now, Kevin, is that people think that this was an overnight thing. Like somebody came to visit the campus the other day and talked about the idea that they believe that this happened so fast. And in my mind, I said, well, if fast is 24 years, then yeah, this was fast. But they didn't see all of the years of plowing the field in West Louisville, trying to get the ground fertile for what we now are celebrating.
Yes. You know, and West Louisville, if you have not been to the Opportunity Campus, on 28th and Broadway. I know you drive down Broadway. And as Javon said earlier, the traffic has gotten thicker since the building has been built. But the building itself is just, it's like, what was the Ronald Reagan term, that shining city on the hill. Yeah. I mean, it gives you that image that this is transformational. Yeah. This is a game changer. Mm-hmm. You know, and if we don't take advantage of this, you know, and I appreciate you because you, as you stated, for decades have been working toward this. And I know Sam's work and, you know, the work that he handed off to me was all about transforming. You remember at LCCC, we were talking about being a catalyst for change.
And
to see the catalytic outcomes, and this one is second to none. So, Devon, talk about Goodwill, because Goodwill, I remember I grew up in Beecher Terrace, bro. And back when I was a kid, Goodwill was on 8th and Market.
Yes.
We could walk to Goodwill.
Yeah.
So Goodwill has a long history. Talk about the history of Goodwill and kind of the overall Goodwill presence throughout America.
Well, you know, Goodwill started as an institution nationally in Boston in 1902. It wasn't until 1923 that Kentucky had its very first Goodwill that was opened here in Louisville, Kentucky. And since then, we've done an incredible amount of growing in Kentucky. We celebrated last year 100 years in Kentucky, 1923 to 2023, was 100 years of work. And in those 100 years, I will say, you know, we celebrated last year, Kevin, and there was so much excitement among people who we're proud that we were able to celebrate 100 years, and that's something to celebrate. But to be honest with you, I was much less excited about us being able to celebrate 100 years. What I was excited about was that we had hit 100 years, and we were probably more relevant in 100 years of service than we'd ever been before.
Yes, right.
And so it's rare that somebody can be very relevant after 100 years of service in a community. But for us, part of what we've built our agenda around in Kentucky is not the retail stores that people have become familiar with. You know, most folks have become familiar with Goodwill because of our thrift stores where they shop or donate. And we thank them for that, because that really is the fuel financially for much of what we do. But the reality is that is not why we exist. As a matter of fact, Kevin, when people show up, I was outside talking to one of my colleagues. You saw what our campus looks like at 28th and Broadway. We've got a courtyard out back where we can sit and have lunch. And so the other day I was sitting out and a lady drove up, and she was excited. She was driving up. She rolled her window down as if she was about to park. And she said, is Goodwill open? I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, I broke my coffee pot. And then she pulled into the parking spot. And when she got out of the car, it became real clear to me that she thought this was a retail store. Mm-hmm. She thought she was about to come and do some shopping. And so she came in and she said, it's open. I'm so happy you all are open. I broke my coffee pot and I wanted to see if I can buy another one, come in here and find another one. And I said, well, I'm actually happy to tell you that this is not a retail store, that you can't shop here. And I've had that experience more than one occasion where people expected that this was going to be a retail store. And I'm happy when I have to tell them it's not, Kevin, because it allows me to talk about our mission.
Right.
If it's not a retail store, then why is Goodwill here? They ask.
Right.
Well, what is this?
Right.
And that's when I get to give them my spiel. And the spiel is this, is that Goodwill is a mission-driven nonprofit organization that operates with a really relatively simple mission. It's to help the hardest to serve job seekers in Kentucky find stability in life through what we call the power of work.
Mm-hmm.
Getting people to stable positions in their life through good quality employment opportunities. Mm-hmm. And these, Kevin, are not people who just lost a job and need to dust off their resume to get back into the workforce. These are people who have serious workforce challenges that make it extremely difficult for them to find success in the workforce. So we're talking about people with disabilities, addiction histories, criminal backgrounds, little to no education, little to no workforce experience, transportation challenges, childcare challenges. The list goes on and on and on. These are people who need intense workforce development services. And our job is to help them work through the challenges they have to ultimately get to a place where they can get a job, keep a job, grow on a job, and become self-sufficient, mm-hmm. where they don't need money and support from the government to stay afloat. Mm-hmm. They don't need to go to LCC, mm-hmm. looking for support to stay afloat. Mm-hmm. They can stand on their own two feet and live the American dream like so many other people have and have done. And so through that process, to get people from that point where they enter Goodwill with all of those challenges to the end game where they are able to get sustained, good quality employment opportunities, we've got to remove a lot of barriers for those men and women.
Amen.
And that's the game we're in, barrier removal game.
You know, what you just described, Yvonne, is a ministry, you know.
Yes, it is.
And you described the kind of ministry that Jesus Christ brought to mm-hmm. the world. The opportunity for redemption.
Yep. Oh, man.
You know,
That's back. It,
and it's the Hope Center.
Yeah.
You know, I love your brand. It's all about hope.
Hope.
It's all about hope.
The place where hope happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, Herbert, I know you. Have you been down there yet, Herb?
I know. I was just telling Devon I hadn't been in there
yet. We got to get in there, Kevin. We got to get in there.
I'm coming down, man. I'm going to bring my mom and my aunts down. So we'll be down there in the next couple of weeks.
Come on.
And there's so much opportunity, and you know, my career has been dedicated to community development. It really wasn't by choice; it was by calling.
And you've done it well, you know, and consistently well.
Well, thank you, brother. And communities, neighborhoods, areas need not only good housing, good stable housing, but need access to resources, mm-hmm. to amenities, mm-hmm. to everything. Mm-hmm. that makes a good quality of life.
Right.
And you've got it all under one roof. So talk about the various amenities that are available yes. to our community.
So I'm glad you asked that, because when people ask what this is, Kevin, you know, we talk about this campus. This Goodwill bought 20 acres and on the corner of 28th and Broadway, they used to be Cypress Solutions Tube Turns.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through this process of recognizing that we wanted to bring Goodwill's programs and services to the corner of 28th and Broadway. And when we purchased that lot, we decided we wanted to, even before we had the schematics and the full vision of what we wanted to build, we knew we wanted to tear down the 400,000 square foot Tube Term Cypress Solutions building that had been there for years. Had been there for years. Old brownfield industrial site that was just an eyesore in the community. And so we tore that down, and people started seeing the corner differently because the building wasn't there, and you can really start to envision what might be possible on the corner of 28th and Broadway. Well, through that process, we got a call from Russ Cox at Norton Healthcare, president and CEO. Russ said, Devon, we want to move to West Louisville. We decided in the wake of Breonna Taylor's death that we needed to be more present in West Louisville, and we want to build a hospital, and we can't find a location better than the one you have at the corner of 28th and Broadway. Would you consider allowing us to co-locate with you on that campus? Mm-hmm. And like a good fundraiser, I said, yeah, but I need you to be more than just a neighbor. Mm-hmm. We need you to help us sponsor this work we're doing here, which is why the campus is now called the Norton Healthcare Goodwill Opportunity Campus.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin, and I'm going somewhere. Just follow me just mm-hmm. for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But so we did that, and we made this joint announcement about this campus that we were going to build that was going to have a Goodwill Opportunity Center and the Norton Healthcare West Louisville Hospital.
Mm.
And rightfully so, Kevin, the community got so incredibly excited about the hospital, and we should have. Because I live in West Louisville and I know how needed that service is in our community. But I also noticed how people were not overly excited about the Opportunity Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get nervous about that, Kevin, because I realized that they don't know what an Opportunity Center is.
They didn't know what it was about.
They didn't know what it was. They don't know what it is. And so it was hard for them to get excited about something that literally they had never seen, that literally they had never experienced, because, Kevin, there is no other example.
It didn't exist.
There's no other example of this. There's no other example you can point to in this state of Kentucky that you can find now on the corner of 28th and Broadway. And I likened it to, follow me for a minute, just entertain me for a second.
Sure.
But as I was going through this process and I was sharing this with people, and I would see, you know, glazed looks in their eyes as I was trying to explain to them what an opportunity center was. I said, this must be what Steve Jobs felt like when he was trying to explain to people the first version of the iPhone, because they'd never seen it before. They had never experienced it before. And it was hard to get excited about something you'd never experienced, seen, or heard before.
Amen.
And so I was convinced that people just needed to see it. Yeah. Just let me build it and I'll do that. And once we get it up and you come and see it, I promise you, you will have a changed perspective and understanding about the impact that this is about to bring to our community.
You know, the only thing that I can relate or identify with that's similar to what I see at the Opportunity Camp, a couple of things. But the first thing that comes to mind is the university. You know, you go to a college campus and you get all this opportunity around you.
Yeah.
All these schools
and
all these resource centers. But to think that this is right in the pocket of poverty, West Louisville.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and thinking about that, I grew up at a time and professionally where when we talked about poverty, we were talking about public assistance, you know, public housing and so forth. But we've done the research, Devon, and I think, you know this data. West Louisville is a vast area.
Yes.
You know, you've got 9 neighborhoods, 22 census tracts, 60,000 plus households. And the data says that the average household income is in a state of poverty.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And barring you, bro. I ain't talking about you. I said average. And you probably pulling that average way up.
Well, let me be real clear. When I grew up in West Louisville, I was contributing to that, to the bottom end of that average.
So I just think that when I see that campus, it's so full of hope and opportunity and resources. Name some of those specific partners.
Yes. So Goodwill, to start, is bringing not just our headquarters. So our headquarters office is in the building, and that headquarters serves the 103 Kentucky counties that we serve. So we operate in 103 of Kentucky's 120 counties, and our headquarters operation for that entire operation is in the building at 28th and Broadway. In addition to that, Goodwill has brought its programs and services that serve that population of job seekers I told you about into that building. So we've got programs and services that will operate there. But Kevin, one of the things that we did when we were trying to determine what more needed to be on the space, before we finalized the blueprints and the plans for this building, we did a 6-month community engagement project where we asked people who live and work West Louisville, work in West Louisville, own property in West Louisville, a series of questions in a survey that we conducted over the course of about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked things like, what do you like about West Louisville? What do you find challenging? What resources are necessary here? What can Goodwill do to be a good neighbor when we move in? And we got a ton of thousands of great responses, and they helped us understand a few things. They said certain things they wanted were things that Goodwill was already doing.
Mm-hmm.
Check. That was easy. But then they started listing other things that Goodwill didn't do that they wanted to have on that campus. And we started thinking, okay, well, we need to have some other partners on site with us so we can create this holistic approach to serving people. When they walk through these doors, they don't have to go all over town to get these services. It's conveniently located in one place on the corner of 28th and Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things they said they wanted was youth mentoring. Well, that's not something we do at Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
But Big Brothers Big Sisters does. So we reached out to Gary Friedman, my friend, who's now CEO and president of Big Brothers Big Sisters. And they now have a satellite office on our campus where they will serve. They will provide mentoring programs and services out of that space. And it's ideal because, Kevin, what we've learned is that Big Brothers Big Sisters literally has about 600 kids on their wait list waiting to be partnered with an adult mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those young children are in West Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to try to use that location to build some bridges between young people and mentors to build some relationships and do some mentoring on site.
Mm-hmm.
Other partners that we have on site, I'll just kind of rattle off some of them. We've got Kentuckiana Works, the local workforce development board that's operating its one-stop career center on our campus that's already has a ton of foot traffic serving people who are getting connected to jobs in the region, which is a beautiful, beautiful partnership.
And they serve what?
16 to 24. Yeah, no, it goes way above that. They have a set. There's a segment that they have, a youth segment that is 16 to 24. But right. then they start
as young as 16.
Yes, they
and
do.
Go up.
They go up. Right.
Okay.
So I don't know that there's any cap on that.
I got you.
But they've already got a ton of foot traffic in the building that we just opened, which is beautiful. Mm-hmm. But they serve also in the workforce space that in a different way than we do. So we complement one another very well in that space. We've got Park Community Credit Union that is doing second chance banking for people who may have screwed up a banking experience in the past and need a second chance at a banking relationship. They are doing that on site and also providing free financial literacy courses on our campus. A great partner, and we're really thankful to have them there. Volunteers of America is our largest tenant on our campus. They operate 4 programs under roof with about 50 employees on our campus. They have an AIDS testing program. They have a housing program. They have a restorative justice program. And they have a program where they serve veterans out of our campus as well.
Wow.
We've got the Legal Aid Society that's on campus providing pro bono legal services for people who want their records expunged, who are dealing in many cases. I didn't realize this until recently. They said the greatest amount of work they do for people is in eviction notices and dealing with people who are wrestling with evictions in some way. And so they're on our campus. I'm really excited about having the University of Louisville College of Dentistry on our campus. They are operating, Kevin, the largest, one of the most technologically sophisticated dental clinics in not just West Louisville, in the area on our campus, where people can come onto our campus and get dental services on a sliding scale. So if you don't have a lot, you don't pay a lot. We also have coming onto our campus the Kentucky College of Barbering.
Wow.
Well, people can come and enroll to become licensed barbers and beauticians. But also people can come onto the campus because of that service on our campus and get free grooming services, not just for our participants, but for anybody on the campus.
Man, that's hope.
Yeah. Well, you know, hold on. Let me drop another one on you real quick. We have the YMCA operating in partnership with us on the campus. They are providing free drop-in childcare services on our campus for mostly mothers, but for parents in general who don't have childcare services and want to utilize our programs and services. So if you feel like childcare would be an impediment for you to come to our campus and utilize our programs and services, we've eliminated that as a challenge for you.
You know, it's tremendous, tremendous opportunity, folks. So if you're listening, if you're a family and you need help, childcare, you need mentoring for the adolescents, you know, you need access to money.
Mm-hmm.
You need help with the court system.
Mm-hmm.
You need help with jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You need help. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. There's
computer
help.
Labs.
Yeah.
Business
training.
Centers.
And it's brand new. Mm-hmm. And it's brand new on top of all of that. So we just can't be more proud of what has happened. Your work aligns squarely with our mission. And we're just proud. We're just proud. In fact, I've got it in my strategic plan to support anybody that's talking about economic empowerment in West Louisville. And we're here to support you.
I appreciate
Brother
that.
Devon. And we're going to talk in our next segment about ways for partners to collaborate.
Okay.
Because we want to make sure this opportunity is leveraged in a way that it is so transformational that people around the nation are going to want to figure out, what did Louisville do to change Louisville the way that it is?
It's already happening.
I know it's happening.
They are coming from around the country to study what we've done at the corner of 28th and Broadway already.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. We're going to take a short break and we're going to open the lines. You can call in to the studio here. The number is 502-795-1019. Brother Devon Holt is here representing the Goodwill Opportunity Center. And we want you to raise your questions, your comments, your celebration, your congratulations, and your challenges, because
yes,
we know there's no panacea to anything.
Right.
And we all in this work want to know what we can do different and better. So the lines will be open after the break.
Attention Louisville. This is Deborah Grant, Director of Operations of Louisville Central Community Centers, here to introduce you to the gem of West Louisville, the old Warner Street Family Strengthening and Convention Center. Immerse yourself in 30,000 square feet of versatile and top-notch event space designed for your family gatherings, community functions, and corporate events. Our facility is your canvas. Whether you're planning an intimate affair or a large-scale celebration, what sets us apart? Quality. Our commitment to provide a space that enhances your event. Affordability. Ensuring that hosting memorable moments won't break the bank. And of course, accessibility. Enjoy stress-free parking with ample free spaces. On behalf of LCCC, I want to personally invite you to experience the unmatched charm of Old Warner Street. For more information or to book your next event, reach out to me, Deborah Grant, 502-583-8821, or shoot me an email, dgrant@lcccnews.org. Make your event memorable. Make them at Old Warner Street.
Louisville Central Community Centers is celebrating 75 years of service to the community. LCCC is officially announcing the 75-year challenge and pledge. Join in the celebration and pledge your support by donating $75 today. Your donation goes directly to support the families we serve daily. Mail your donations to LCCC, 1300 West Muhammad Ali, 40203. Call 502-853-8821 or log on to LCCCnews.org.
Are you ready to make a real impact in your community? Look no further than AmeriCorps Vista's Russell Neighborhood Capacity Building Project at LCCC. Become a Vista Community Impact Ambassador. Become a catalyst for positive change. Picture yourself working hand-in-hand with local leaders, organizations, and residents to empower the Russell neighborhood. As a Vista volunteer, you'll play a vital role in creating lasting solutions to address poverty and inequality. Your dedication will help build a stronger, more vibrant community for everyone. Make a difference, make connections, and make memories that will last a lifetime. Join the AmeriCorps Vista team at LCCC's Russell Neighborhood Capacity Building Project today. Visit our website at lcccnews.org. to learn more and apply. Be the change you want to see in the world. Become AmeriCorps Vista Community Impact Ambassador, where your passions meet action.
Welcome back to Russell on the Move. We're going to continue our conversation with Brother Devon Hoad, and we're going to open the lines here, folks. You can call into the studio. The number is 502-795-1019. You're welcome to join us. But we're going to continue the conversation because there's so much to unpack. And during the break, Herbert was talking about his world of working in sales and what that whole corner of 28th and Broadway has meant from a commercial sales standpoint. Talk about that, Herb.
Yeah, Kevin, I just was, you know, divinely mentioned the fact 28th Street and 28th and Broadway. I just recall that both Kroger and Winn-Dixie had major stores, big, you know, one still exists today, but across the street from the Kroger that exists now, we had a Winn-Dixie. That industry does a lot of surveys and research on traffic and stuff of that nature. So I think, again, 28th Street's a great location. And also remember when I was on a route back in the day, there used to be a convenience store right at 28th and Broadway, which was the highest convenience store in the city of Louisville.
I can believe
as far
it.
As volume, you know, so... Great choice, Devon, and you know, I'm so proud to see what's going
perfect
on.
Perfect choice. Because to echo your point, Herb, 28th Street by itself. I mean, think about the history of 28th.
Yes.
You know, 28th and Dumanil, mm-hmm. 28th and Broadway, have always been city centers mm-hmm. for West Louisville.
Yeah, especially before the 68 riots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The work that Leonard Lyles did. There, right there, 20th Street, you know, we got all that work, and you're following in that lineage of just making stuff happen for the city, for the black community in our city,
You know, and one day we're going to have a statue of you, brother. Because, you know, and because, you know, we got to memorialize these kinds of things. And I wanted to make sure we talked about partnership and collaboration. You've got people under the roof of the Opportunity Center, but mm-hmm. there's a lot of other entities that need to leverage and synergize with your work. We're one of them.
Yes.
And we're going to continue to collaborate and partner. In fact, we hosted VOA for the 2 years that they were waiting on the Opportunity Campus to be built.
Right, yeah, right.
They've moved down with you. And we still have great business plaza at Old Walnut Street. Old Walnut Plaza is 100% occupied.
Is that right?
I'm excited about that.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
We've got our own ecosystem there, too. But I want to talk about it from a standpoint of connectivity. You know, we're still right there in the midst of poverty, and I have to say it proudly because I'm from that neighborhood, Beecher Terrace, City View Park, Henry Green, all of those assisted housing developments. And we want to make sure those families can make it to 28th and Broadway.
Yeah.
And so as a resource that's right there, we can certainly advocate, connect, build relationships. And I just want to hear from you on your vision. And I also want to say shout out to Reverend Emory Lee.
Reverend Emory Lee is
big in the history of radio, too.
Yes,
he here. Is. But working with him, working with you, how can we make sure that other partners like us, the Urban League, all the other providers that we want to, you know, you got a like a hub, you need spokes.
Right. Yeah. And that's the idea. You know, when we came to 28th and Broadway, we recognized there's certain things that Goodwill could bring to the table. But if we were really serious about solving some of these problems that seemed to be intractable in our community, that we had to link arms with other organizations that are doing great work. And it was interesting, Kevin, I told you we did this community survey for 6 months asking people about what we could do to be a good neighbor in West Louisville. Well, one of the things that they said to us over and over again was that there were already organizations in the community that was doing great work, not to duplicate or attempt to overshadow them, but to figure out how Goodwill could partner with them. And I thought that was great advice because you have been doing incredible work. And the work that you do, quite frankly, is not work that Goodwill does.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a complement of services that I think we've got to figure out how we bridge gaps that connect people from the corner of 13th and Muhammad Ali to 28th and Broadway so that there's this synergy that's built between them. And so we were really intentional about making sure that we had certain partners co-locate with us on our campus, but we were also very intentional about making sure that there's a direct connection to other services that are not under our roof, but could serve as complementary services. I'll give you an example of one. We heard over and over again in the survey that people wanted some programs and services specifically set aside for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a great idea. We got a lot of seniors in West Louisville, but it didn't make sense for us to do that on our campus when literally a block and a half away from us is ElderServe.
Mm-hmm.
And so it didn't make sense for us to try to duplicate what ElderServe was doing.
Amen.
When they're our neighbor, they're just down the street. So we have to figure out how we can complement one another. So Tim Finley and I are having those conversations now, trying to figure out how we build a partnership instead of competing with one another, because this Absolutely. Is really an intent to serve the community.
It's all about synergizing and collaborating and putting the people of the community's needs first.
Right.
And that means we as leaders, as providers, we're just talking with each other to make sure we can take care of this brother here, this mm-hmm. sister there, and what they need in this family.
Yeah.
And the best way, the most efficient and effective way possible. But I'm glad you brought up ElderServe because there's been a longstanding collaboration. You know, the Oak and Acorn mission, that particular campus there mm-hmm. on 28th and Elliott,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
was all about intergenerational. We provided child care.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
ElderServe, through their leadership, provided the adult day services. And so that intergenerational idea is big.
Yeah,
and I see that happening. I still see that the type of collaboration happening with Goodwill as well. So let's talk about economic impact.
Yes.
Economic impact for me is short-term, long-term. Mm-hmm. We've got immediate needs. People need jobs. But in long term, we need to build wealth.
Right.
How does that happen at Goodwill?
Well, you know, so at the corner of 28th and Broadway, we've packaged programs and services in a way that have some metrics that we've been able to recite. And I can share, for instance, you know, we plan to serve on our campus about 50,000 people a year. We plan to help place into full-time jobs that pay a minimum of $14 an hour about 600 people a year, which is going to generate about an almost a $19 million a year economic impact at the corner of 28th and Broadway for people who live in that community.
That's huge.
Those are real numbers. Those are real numbers, Kevin, that will ultimately change the community. But there was a few things that we decided we wanted to have happen when we committed to build in West Louisville. One was we clearly wanted to use that building at the corner of 28th and Broadway to advance our mission at Goodwill, to help people escape poverty is mm-hmm. essentially what we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing we wanted to do was build a facility that would establish a sense of hope for people in the community. We wanted it to be something that people were proud of and they would find as a place of hope. The third thing we wanted it to do and be was a catalyst for more development in the area. And I'm proud to say that before we even broke ground, the third piece of that puzzle already started to fall in place. So I told you that Norton Healthcare called and they wanted to be a part of what was happening there. So, you know, just the idea of us demolishing that property, clearing it out, starting to build a vision of our own, started to generate more attention for that area. And so before we even broke ground, we were able to announce what is now, you know, probably, you know, between the $50 million that we've invested to build our facility and the 70 plus that Norton Healthcare is going to spend for their building. That's $120 million invested on the corner of 28th and Broadway.
Right.
But follow this, Kevin. Follow this line, because you'll appreciate this. In our building at Goodwill, we will have 200 plus full-time employees who make on average about $60,000 a year. At Norton Healthcare's hospital, they will have about 300 full-time employees who make on average about $60,000 a year. So that's 500 employees on the corner of 28th and Broadway making on average about $60,000 a year. Now, follow this in reverse, Kevin, because you'll appreciate this. You'll appreciate this, Herbert, because on the corner of 18th and Broadway, we remember years ago when Philip Morris left West Louisville. And they left and took hundreds of full-time employees who made pretty good money. And when they left, places like Jay's closed down.
Yep.
Remember?
Amen.
It wasn't sustainable because you took the foundation. You took those jobs that were the foundation for many of the local businesses. And so what I'm proposing and sharing with people is an expectation that in the reverse order, we saw Philip Morris leave and we also then saw West Louisville businesses crumble. We now see a resurgence of jobs coming to the corner of 28th and Broadway. And it is my belief that you will see in 2 to 3 years a resurgence of businesses in that area that will come back to life.
100%. I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. What you just described in three words, sustainable economic development.
Yes.
Operative word, sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you bring those jobs.
Yes.
And those people are coming to work every day.
Yep.
To 28th and Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Making that kind of income.
Yeah.
You know, everything in the long run spins off of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to have disposable income. They're going to have places to eat.
They need somewhere to eat, dry clean.
Kroger numbers are going to go up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge. That's huge. So economic impact is tremendous. And you pointed out some other economic spinoffs. I see new housing popping
yes,
up.
Yes.
In the area.
Yes.
There's that whole corridor from Broadway to Market Street. Represents a great fertile ground create a health focus between the Urban League Sports Complex and Opportunity Campus.
And it's already happening, Kevin.
I know.
Let me give you an example. Some of the construction workers, not the people who own the construction company, but some of the construction workers who were working on our project started to see what was happening. They saw our building going up. they saw the Norton Healthcare Hospital going up, and they themselves started recognizing that a change was coming to West Louisville. Mm-hmm. They started buying houses in the area. Mm-hmm. The construction workers saw that there was momentum building in West Louisville, and they wanted to get in on the ground floor mm-hmm. by buying up some old dilapidated houses because they wanted to make sure they had a stake in the ground financially in West Louisville.
You know, we're talking as leaders do from a big picture visionary perspective, but in the last segment here, the last few minutes of this broadcast, I want to bring the message home to the people.
Mm-hmm.
What's in it for the people of our community? What is the message that they need to hear? You know, and not to cast a negative perspective here, but, you know, there is a spiritual problem that happens around the world, and it certainly resides in our community, where a lot of people have been disillusioned, marginalized,
mm-hmm.
felt left out. You know, there's mental health conditions. People are depressed. And, but when we have such an opportunity to change the game, how do we give them that message? So I'm going to call on you, Minister Holt, to inspire our people. And I want to also do a shout out, as I ask you to do that, to Sister Spatial Bussy, because at your opening, oh wow, man, she lifted spirits.
That is my girl.
She lifted spirits, but we need to do that. We need for our people to hear people that. All that sounds good, but y'all ain't addressing how I feel.
Oh, and I'm so glad you said that, Kevin. So I was at, you know, Bishop Dennis Lyons every Friday morning has what he calls the Bishop's Table.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for literally 60 minutes. And he's adamant about not extending it beyond 10 o'clock. So from 9 to 10 a.m., he invites people from all different walks of life, different mm-hmm. parts of the community to come together and talk about community issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a few times, and he invited me to come talk about this campus in that space. And he had, I don't know, maybe about 120 people there. And they were, you know, elected officials and business owners and local residents, and I mean, it was an impressive mix of people. But after I gave my spiel, was happy and proud about what was happening at the corner of 28th and Broadway, the meeting was over, and as we often do, we still kind of congregate in the space and we talk in our small groups. And I just happened to overhear a guy talking to another guy saying that, oh, they're building that, but that's not for us. They're not going to let us in that building. They're not going, you know. He was so convinced that something so nice, so expensive, so transformative couldn't be for him. And I made my way to him in a very intentional way to explain to him, no, my buddy, this is exactly what this was built. It was built for you. This was designed for you. But what it told me is that there's going to be a need for a real intentional approach for goodwill to make sure that the community knows that this is for them, because we are not used to these sort of resources for us in our community. Mm-hmm. And so because it's so new, because it's so unprecedented, we've got to find ways to help people recognize that these are real resources that have been brought to the table, that are made available for you either for free or very, very inexpensively to access for the benefit of your advancement. And so my hope is, Kevin, you know, you joked about maybe one day erecting a statue for Devon. You know what I prefer? I would prefer that instead of a statue for Devon, that there would be a mantra and a message that continues to permeate our community, that there is hope in this community for greater opportunities, for greater exposures, for greater chances for us to showcase who we are and what we can do. You know, I was interviewed the other day by WDRB for a piece on the news, and they asked me what was my love letter. What would my love letter to West Louisville be? And my love letter to West Louisville would be a reminder of how great she is. I think she has forgotten how great she is, how great her resources are, how great her infrastructures are, how great her people are. And what they have missed in all of that greatness is an opportunity to showcase who they are and what they can do. Mm-hmm. And so that would be my hope, is that we could instill a hope, a sense of hope in our people. And so as we talk about what this is, Kevin, you know, I've had some people who've expressed some concerns, and I'm sure you've heard these before in your role, about gentrification.
Yes.
And and I live in West Louisville. I mean, I've been in West Louisville for years, and I understand what gentrification looks like. When I moved in West Louisville, well, let me back up a little bit. When I was little in West Louisville, a little boy, our neighbors were white, mm-hmm. and they left. White flight happened, and black poverty moved into that area. It wasn't even poverty at that time. We still middle class blacks in many cases, but even the middle class blacks eventually started to move out. So you had white flight and black flight, and it left black poverty in West Louisville.
Yeah.
But now, 2024, my neighbors are white again. Mm-hmm. And I see more and more white people moving into West Louisville. As a matter of fact, the other day, Kevin, I saw a white lady walking a poodle at 7 a.m. with a Starbucks cup in her hand in West Louisville. In West Louisville, it's a different world. And so this question about gentrification, in my opinion, it's a real one. But here's what I am really proud of, Kevin, and I want to share this with your listening audience about what's happening on the corner of 28th and Broadway, is that gentrification really only happens when the people who live in an area can no longer afford to stay there once the quality of life rises, right? Yeah. That's how gentrification happens, right? What we are trying to do at the corner of 28th and Broadway is give people access to opportunities and jobs that give them disposable incomes that will allow them to decide where they want to live.
Amen.
Do you want to stay in West Louisville? Well, if you are like me and you have resources to live other places, you could still decide that this is where you want to call home.
Right.
You don't have to allow rising prices, rising cost of living in the community to run you off. That happens when you prepare people with opportunities and put them in positions to make money that allow them to live self-sufficient lifestyles. That's what we are doing at the corner of 28th and Broadway. I call it reverse gentrification.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have another conversation about gentrification because okay. there's so much to unpack there.
Yeah.
Herbert, I don't want to leave you out. What questions, comments do you have for
Devon? I do have a comment for Devon. I just want to say that Kevin, you remember Charlie Perkins, right?
Oh, yeah. Remember
back Charlie. In the day, right? One of the things he always said is, life is like riding a bike. To keep balance, you must keep moving.
You got to keep moving.
And Devon, right. You know, it's a blessing, man, what's happening in the city of Louisville. And 28th Street is a great place for it. Great vision. Keep moving, man.
I appreciate it. Well, I will tell you, 28th and Broadway is just starting.
And on that note, and we're going to have the folks from Norton Healthcare in the studio to talk about the hospital. Good. But what is your vision for the new hospital?
Oh, I think, one, it's going to be a tremendous resource for people who are not just looking to address illnesses. But the thing that I appreciated about what Carenza Townsend and Russ Cox are doing with that particular facility is trying to establish it as a preventive care model so that they prevent people from having to come to the hospital.
It won't just be a trauma center.
Exactly. So part of that means, they'll be doing work inside the facility, but they're also going to be doing a tremendous amount of work outside of that building in the community, helping people understand how to build healthy lifestyles that prevent them from having to go to the hospital. And our people need that. We do.
Well, more to come on that. I want to thank you, Devon Ho, for taking time out of your day to come on Russell on the Move to let our community know about what's happening at 28th and Broadway with the Opportunity Campus. I want to call it the Hope Center because I know that it's the place where your needs can be met. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have hope, you can go get a good dose of it, get recharged with hope at that corner, and hope almost rhymes with hoped, you know. And Brother Devon, I want to thank you for coming. I'll give you a minute to closing comments. Anything you want to finalize the show with?
Well, I will tell you this, Kevin. I appreciate being on this show, and one of the reasons I appreciate it is because at Goodwill, we've come to the conclusion that solving these problems in our community are possible, but they are not done in silos.
Amen.
We have to build bridges of partners to help solve these problems. And part of what we've determined is that anything is possible for partners who work together and are not concerned about who gets the credit.
Yeah, and exactly, and because it's all about the people.
Yes.
And people have holistic interests. People have holistic needs.
Yep.
So it's not about just program A versus program B. Is these people need program A and B. And on that note, I do want Herbert to share a little bit about what's happening with our Business Intelligence Center. We've got a cohort of about 22 individuals that are meeting every Monday night in an entrepreneurship training program. We're doing it in partnership with Workforce National Bank, using their entrepreneurship for all curriculum. And we're looking for speakers because, and I say that, those individuals are committed to building their business plan or their MOCR, if you will. We have a mission, objectives, and key results model that that curriculum offers. But these are people. They got families, they got issues, they got needs, and they need to know about these resources. So there is a speaker's opportunity for you or anyone
would
in
love
your,
to. Would love to.
On Monday nights. We're in the fourth week of a 10-week series. Herbert, you want to say any more about that?
No, Kevin, I think you got, you know, given a good description of what we're doing, but, you know, it's a 10-week program, a lot of engagement, so Devon, we would love to have you.
You'd love to be
here. Yeah, Monday nights, 6 to 8. Herbert is co-hosting that. Janetta Roberts is our facilitator. And she asked me the other day, I need speakers. And I said, oh, we're going to hook you up.
You got one, and you tell me when to be there.
But those are ways to synergize efforts, because when you come and present to a group that's already established, then guess what? They begin to understand how to connect better.
Right.
Not only for their needs, but for their family needs, their network. Everybody has a network. So, Brother Devon, thank you. Thank you for coming. And, folks, continue to listen to the broadcast. This is the last show for the month of March. So, believe it or not, the first quarter of 2024 is coming to an end. Time does fly when you're having fun and when you're on a mission. But we want you to stay engaged with us, and we want you'd always remember how to connect with us at 1300 West Muhammad Ali Boulevard. Go out to our website, lcccnews.org. We've got a brand new donation page out there, and we need your help. We talked a lot during the 75 year about our 75 year challenge. We're in a new season now. We've got a new fresh donation button on our donation page. We do need your help. We're trying to close out our fiscal year on a very high note. And so reach out to us, make your donations happen. We certainly do appreciate it. Starting next week, there's going to be a series of shows dedicated to the tenants of our campus at Old Warner Street. As I mentioned earlier, Old Warner Plaza is full. So you're going to be hearing from the companies that are residing there. I think next week we've got Paula Kaiser with the Shelter Insurance Agency, one of our biggest tenants there. And you're going to be hearing from a lot more throughout the month of April. So stay tuned. Be blessed. Until next week, let's be safe. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Russell on the Move, LCCC's weekly affairs update on Russell and surrounding neighborhoods in West Louisville. We hope you enjoyed our show and took away news you can use to help lift your spirits and increase your prosperity. Join us next week as we continue our mission, equity advancement and community empowerment. For now, be safe, be blessed. Until we meet again, the LCCC, leading with vision, educating on economic mobility, advancing equity, developing quality.